From Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Saturday night's deadly terror rampage in London, in which 7 people were killed and 48 wounded, some of them gravely. ISIS made its claim of a security detachment carrying out the attack on its Amaq News Agency webpage. A van driver ran over pedestrians on the London Bridge. 3 men then jumped out of the van and stabbed people in a nearby market. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd said Sunday that police believe the 3 who were shot dead were the only perpetrators. This is Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Rowley.
We are making significant progress now in identifying the 3 attackers and confirming the fact that there were no other suspects at the scene when the attack was carried out. Work is ongoing to understand more about them, about their connections, and about whether they were assisted or supported by anyone else. As I think you're aware, there are searches ongoing in East London, and 12 arrests have already been made.
The British government has no plans to raise the country's terror threat level from severe to the top level of critical. The level was raised to the top for more than a week just after the May 22nd suicide bombing that followed the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. 22 were killed in that attack, more than 100 wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday that 3 terrorist attacks in Britain in the last 3 months are, quote, bound together by the evil ideology of Islamist extremism. She said there is far too much tolerance for extremism in our country. We need to be more robust in identifying and stamping out extremism. It's time to say enough is enough. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.